Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment. It is part of our spiritual breakfast today, Monday, with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhahullah. The date today is the 20th of Dhul Qadah, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 19th of May, 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on Trump's visit to the Middle East yesterday, starting with Saudi Arabia. Mufti Sahib, please give us information and Mufti Sahib's feedback on these particular visits.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Zulqa'dah, 1446, in South Africa and few other countries. In most countries of the world, today is the 21st already, so we're going nearer and nearer to the month of Zulhijjah and then the days of Hajj and then Eid al-Adha, inshaAllah. Few announcements before we start with that. Alhamdulillah, we as Muslims should say, Alhamdulillah, Joe Biden, the harami, the war criminal, the one who could have done much more for the Palestinians. He said, I'm a Zionist, although I'm not a Jew. So now Allah Ta'ala is punishing him with prostate cancer and it's spreading rapidly. It's gone into his bones and so forth. So we have no sympathy, empathy for him. Allah mazid alayhi azaban ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, increase the punishment for these haramis and for him, Netanyahu and Ben Gwen, Smotrich and Katz and Cohen and all these haramis and war criminals. So that's point number one. Point number two is this. That remember the morning program from tomorrow for us here. We know from 4 to 6 is Mohana Salim Kareem and our Junaid Mota is an engineer, Junaid Khan. So from tomorrow, inshallah, that 5:15, I will be here and we'll start the program till 5 to 6, inshallahul aziz. And then will be Mohana Salim Kareem finishing up, then the news, and then the Fajr Adhan, inshallah. So the Fajr Azan will be around just after 6 o'clock, 5 past 6, 4 past 6 or so. From tomorrow on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And the third bit of news we got is this, that, you know, I sent out something you must remember about India, Pakistan and all these things there. So you must remember that we must salute the Pakistani government and the Air Force and the Chinese government, that they gave India a good threshing, they gave America a good threshing, and they gave Israel a good threshing. So credit will go 20%, 50% maximum to Pakistan, but majority of the credit should go to the Chinese. They are the ones, remember, who pulled it off, but they used Pakistan in front, you must remember. So that's all smart strategy on Bihar. Not that they were friends and so forth, but it is the truth that this was a victory for China against the Western powers and their lackeys and their chamchas and sidekicks like India and so forth. So that is what we need to understand. Okay, yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Starting today's lesson, we need to understand these four people. Let's call them four entities. Trump. Trump, we know, is a big crook. We know Trump went bankrupt 6 times. We know he's got 34 felony charges. He can't remember with how many women he slept and so forth. So that is Trump, you must remember. He is not interested in your story. He will use you till he can make money out of you. Kissinger said, who died 100 years, you must remember the age of 100. He said, America never has friends. It only has interest. So that's exactly what Trump is doing, you understood. He's looking at how he can milk these cows. And these cows here, these donkeys, we must call them. So remember to hibbunahum. Quran says you love them, you love America, you love their culture, you love their politics, you love their Bollywood. So all that you must remember. Wala yuhibbunakum. They hate you. They don't love you at all, but they love your money, they love your oil, they love your assets and so forth. So that's point number one about Trump and that. As far as Saudi Arabia goes, remember they were established on 23rd September 1932. And obviously, every Muslim has a special attachment to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. And then remember Abdul Aziz, and then Saud, then Faisal, then Khalid, then Fahd, then Abdullah, Salman. Till then, things were okay. You know, okay meaning that's just about acceptable. So, but now MBS has come from 2015 onwards, and then 2020, and now all this. So now they have turned the whole government upside down, and therefore we say, without fear of contradiction, that this Najdi government, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, refused to make dua for them. And we should remember the Master Alayhi Salaam was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he, the Master Alayhi Salaam, refusing to make dua for Najdi, the Riyadh, and all its surroundings. So it speaks volumes, remember that. Then they have the Wahhabi culture, just make everybody kafir and bid'ah and all these type of things there. Yeah. So all this, the chickens are coming home to roost. So today our fatwa verdict is, Saudi Arabia, as far as the government goes, their kafir government got nothing to do with Islam. On the contrary, they are the enemies of Islam and true Muslims. Understand that. If you don't understand that, then you yourself are a donkey. Remember that. In the words of Ibn Taymiyyah, أَدَلُّ مِنْ حِمَارِ أَهْلِهِ. So you must remember, I did one hadith now. You understand, for Nasiha Ibn Majah, the person told the other person, هُوَ أَدَلُّ مِنْ بَعِيرِهِ. He is more astray than his camel also, you know. So one of these days you will hear that hadith also. So people used to use words like that. So you should remember that, you see. I give you three examples. The man, George Galloway, says he invested and gave Trump $1.4 trillion. Can you believe that? One. Two, when they were celebrating that night and all that, he, you must remember MBS, who Trump called Johnny, stand up Johnny. You see that? Imagine a humiliating thing like this. In your country, Trump humiliates you and you thought you will get izzat and honor. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah disgraces you, there's none to give you honor. Chapter number 22, Surah Hajj and verse 18. So we should be very clear. MBS is so disgraced, he can't go to America, he can't go to Britain because of Jamal Khashoggi, what he did in Yemen, and so many other crimes and so forth and so on. So imagine Johnny. So I called him this morning, Murtad bin Shaitan, little Johnny. You see, harami. So, and you Salafis taking money from the Saudi regime, hang your heads in shame, remember that. So that is he. So that is MBS. Then they were dancing. Who? Trump. He, little Johnny, Murtad bin Shaitan, and Elon Musk. You know what song was playing? That he, this George Galloway says, it was a song all about gay business and the homosexuals and all that. And these three clowns, three jamarats, we must call them, the three shaitans dancing it away and all these kind of things, you see. And third one, that is past 3 months plus minus, he couldn't give one slice of bread, not one drop of water to Gaza. But yet he's spending not million, not billion, but trillions on America, who are our arch enemy. And look at what they did in Iraq, what they did in Afghanistan, what they did in Vietnam, what they are doing in Palestine, arming Israel to the teeth and so forth. And now you consider them. You see that America knows the weakness of these Arab guys, you must remember. Wine, dine, and swine. So tell them, have wine, have dine, come have party, swine, all that. Yes, the woman, you see, use them and abuse them and all that. And then they blackmail them. We got everything of yours on video, you see. So that's one point there. Second point you must remember is this, that these Arab regimes, that the police, army, they got, is not to fight the enemy. Is to suppress their own people and so forth, police states. Today you go Medina Munawwara. in the palace themselves, you must remember these secret mics in this, or they can hear what you are speaking. You know. They fear the overthrow of the government. They fear that the most, you must remember that. So that is what is happening. Now they think, all three of them, whether it's Saudi, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, that America will give them security. You see? So that is how. You say, okay, you don't want to, then this. So he came with no investment. He told all three of them, you must invest in our thing here. So how the hell is that going to benefit your country? You see that? So we should be awake to and know all this. So that is the thing that... Then Qatar. Qatar, the idiots and the fools, give him a plane, 400 million, and it's got gold studs on it. But now they're regretting also a little bit, you see, that this man made us fools and so forth. But you all are the jokers, so you must remember that. What, you don't know Trump's history? Trump's history is this. His parents also got fed up with him, you must remember. His mother said, you must remember, I hope and pray he never lands up a political position. He landed up with the most important position in the world, President of America. You understood? That shows that how masses are asses there in America. So 78 million people, you understand, voted for him and so forth. So therefore, he said, I'm second term, I'm already 79 years old. Biden is 82. So you must remember, I don't have that now for the third term and all these type of things. So all these things here are showing that it is all well orchestrated and so forth, and to cause directly, indirectly harm to the Muslim and to those who are the revert, you know, people who embrace Islam and so forth. That sincerely you can warn all of them that, you know, that we must be aware of all the shenanigans of Trump and all these characters here, and how he uses the money of the Arabs to destroy the Arabs. So that is the irony of the whole thing. So that is Qatar, you see. And then UAE is the worst, remember that. You saw they put a woman there, and they're shaking their body, shaking their head and all that, and hair. So who can tell you a thing that that is permissible? Be ghayrat, be sharam, without haya and shame. The foreign minister of UAE said, he said, you Hamas, you must release all the hostages, and you must pick up and you must leave, you understand? I'm just paraphrasing him. You must leave the whole of Gaza, you Hamas. Who the hell are you to tell them what to do? You are just a satellite state. Iran can finish you up in a matter of 2-3 days. You know that yourself. And if you go for a war, you know how much trouble you will be in, because you are just artificial. So all of them are there. You must remember that. Hopeless, they can't fight wars, they can't do nothing. I sent out today, Iran says you're going to make life difficult for us. We will close the Hormuz and we'll see from where you get oil. The Strait of Hormuz, you see that? So they all got certain things, you must remember, they can do. And if they do it, I'll be very happy. So you must remember, close the Hormuz and all that, you Shias. So you must remember that. So these countries must wake up and know what are their responsibilities and what can they earn and so forth and so on. So that is what the need of the hour is. So to understand the problem properly. Now you come to Saudi Arabia. So what are they short of? I just give you 3-4 things. You see, the Ummah is fast asleep. Khabe ghaflat. See, Trump came, right? That we all know. But who accompanied Trump? You know Saudi Arabia got the World Cup for 2034. FIFA's chief, understand? He accompanies Trump. What you got to do with this there? Because the whole World Cup was based on bribery and corruption, and inshallah they won't play it there in Saudi. We make dua daily, Allahumma ahalik ala Saud, kama ahalak ta'ada wa thamud. Allahumma decimate and destroy the Saudi regime and the ala Saud, as Allah Ta'ala decimated, annihilated and destroyed the people of Ad and Thamud and so forth and so on. You see? So that is one point there. That you must remember that in the case that is, that we must not look at our own family or own interest. We must look at the Ummah and so forth. So now these guys here, what they're doing, they're making these Arab guys fools. So I told you, take Saudi Arabia. So the guy, the chief of FIFA comes. Why? He knows his envelope is ready. 1 million, 2 billion, 3 million, whatever. One day, Saudis came, you know, and it was a conference. You will see the dollar notes they have. Me and you never saw a dollar note like that in our life. They have it, you must remember, in like silver containers, you understand? And straight from the, you understand, printing press, where they print the dollar, they then put it in there. Every note shining, glittering, crisp. So these are chamchas who come to South Africa. So now when these guys come, how much they give them? You can be millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, people give you money, you won't say no. Nobody say Kabul as a Nadwi and all that nowadays, you understand? They say, bring, bring. So that's why that harami went to collect more money, because I gave you the World Cup in 2034. Then who else is there? BlackRock is there. Who's BlackRock? So they involve in every vice almost, you must remember that. So the tenders and us and all these type of things. So they want their share. Yes. And third one, you must remember, Elon Musk is there. What he got to do? He's not there, somebody elected or somebody. So because his money is not sufficient, he feels he wants more money. And these idiots among the Saudis believe that we can buy favor from them and so forth and so on. So therefore, we should be very, very clear. That was the main reason. And then when he left, then what he said, I've already secured 6 billion, 8 billion, 9 billion, whatever. Votes, you must remember, so for, you know, for myself, like for my party and so forth. So that is what happens there in these cases. There. Then you go to UAE. UAE says, Tabligh Jamaat, ban them. Anything to do with Islam, Muslim, ban them. You see that? And you must become like us, part-time Muslim. You see, Friday you read, little bit you fast. Then there'll be wine, dine and swine. Dubai, everything is available. If you know where to look for it and all this kind of thing. So that is the truth of the story. You wanna? So what Trump wants to do with these idiots and fools, use them as a base so that, you must remember, our economy can flourish. I heard an Arabic lecture of MBS, little Johnny, Murtad bin Shaitan. He said, Inna ba'dan nasi qalu, inna ra'is Amerika ja'u, ay bila fa'ida. There's no fa'ida benefit for Saudi, he came here and all. Say, no, fawaida kathira. You see, what is the fawaida kathira? 2 million people will get job. Millionain, he said. You see, 2 million people will get job all that day. He was a member in Australia, in America, and so forth and so on. 2 million people will get job in America. So we, hada min fadlillah, that this is a great favor we did, you see, and great khidmat we did. You harami, you little Johnny. Murtad, there's 2 million people, they by your neighbor. And you couldn't give one loaf of bread, you couldn't give one glass of water. And you're speaking about this here, you see. So that is how the kuffar, they know how to target and so forth. So you take the next one. You must remember Qatar. Qatar plays a what? A fence sitter. So Qatar is there. So you must remember that of George Galloway, see the gas station. So they say one day you can visit the whole country. So anyway, so in a case like this, they gave him the plane, all these things there, but they expected something in return. And what was that? That maybe he'll recognize Palestine, or maybe he'll alleviate the plight of the Palestinians, or that. Now only today that they're saying some basic food will go in. So what that means? That majority will still remain hungry and they'll starve and all that. Basic means 10, 20, 30%, 25% will get something. The rest will get, you must remember that. So that is how they play the game and so forth. So he gives money to Hamas, he gives money to Israeli government, and everybody can collect from him, and that is how he operates. Paka harami murtad, MBS of Saudi Arabia, and MBZ, remember of, you must remember. So, you know, this investment of theirs and so forth, so it is all just for them. And he admitted it, you must remember that. So what will help your Saudi people? Nothing, you must remember that. And he will tell them, give you security. So that is how they play the game, you must remember.
Mufti Saab, some people say, but at least Trump, he took off his shoes and he went to the masjid in the UAE.
So what's the big thing, taking off your shoes and all this? You must remember, the Pope also said, the Pope Leo, he said, this Trump is an actor and he just loves the cameras. You know, So you must remember this. Everybody must focus on him. And he didn't use the word, but it was implied, what I always say, Trump is an egoist. He's a narcissist. You must remember that. It's everything about him, and everybody must fall in line. If you don't fall in line, then he'll try and get you fired or do something like that. So that is what you see. It's all just for the cameras. You must be a fool, you must remember, to fall for this type of tricks and this type of things. So we shouldn't be so naive that we just fall for tricks there.
Mufti Saab, I see we've got 2 minutes left. Will Saudi Arabia sign for the Abrahamic Accord?
So 100%, they already signed. It's not above the table, it's under the table. So remember, they got first-class ties with how the hell can an Israeli rabbi be there in Riyadh? I'm asking you. How the hell can, you must remember, the planes fly? You must remember from United Arab Emirates to Tel Aviv, Ben-Gurion Airport over Saudi skies. How can all that happen? So the Abrahamic Accord is there already in place. The only thing is they have to stamp it, you understand? And they have to just sign on it, and otherwise it's there. So Murtad bin Shaitan, but he knows the little bit feeling some people got for him. So that also will disappear if he makes ties, you must remember, with Israel and so forth and so on. And then he will get assassinated or something like that. So that is his biggest fear. But these are people who are haramis and murtads. All three of them, little Johnny is the worst, and MBZ are the worst, and then comes Qatar, you must remember. So may Almighty Allah protect the Harbin Sharifin and the Masjid al-Aqsa, and may Almighty Allah protect all our Masajid, Ya Rabbul Alameen. MashaAllah, our time is up now, so Mawlana will give you all the programs to come. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.